more Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, as temperatures heat up, people are looking for ways to cool down. So what better way to do that than on the Boise River, which will officially be opening this week for the 2024 float season. So joining us now to talk more about this is Doug Holloway, Director of Boise Parks and Recreation, along with Bonnie Shelton, Communication and Marketing Superintendent for Boise Parks and Rec. Nice to have both of you back on the show.
Thank you, Gemma. Glad to be here.
Okay, so let's get right to it. When will people be able to get on the Boise River?
So the official start of the float season, Gemma, will be this Thursday. And when we say official start of the float season, it's when the shuttles start running between Barber Park and Ann Morrison Park. And it's when you can start renting tubes and rafts out at Barber Park. But it also is the time when the level of the river is down to where it's considered a more safe area, a more safe opportunity to float the river, and also gives our fire team and our forestry team opportunity to clear out a lot of the hazards that are along the river as well. Mm-hmm. So all of that has to come together, but really it's that CFS, that level, getting to a point to where we all feel comfortable that it's time to start the season. So that'll start this Thursday.
So let's talk a little bit more about that than the water flows and what they look like right now, Doug, because I am near the Boise River all the time, near the downtown area and East Boise. And I mean, when that flow starts in the spring, it is hard to imagine it being safe to get on the river come June, but then you see things gradually come down and, you know, float season starts. So what are those water flows looking like right now?
I think Bonnie could answer that better. Okay. I think that we have the flows are actually coming down again today, I believe, Bonnie. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. Hi, Gemma. Thanks so much for having us. This Float the Boise partnership has really been a great way to stay in touch with water managers because the Boise River is dam controlled, which is unique for our city. And that impacts, obviously, recreation on the river. So we've been in close touch with water managers throughout the spring, just kind of learning about what they're dealing with, what they're seeing in the reservoirs. Mm-hmm. And just today, they are lowering water levels on the Boise River about 800 CFS, which will bring us right about into the typical float season floating range, which is between 500 and 1500 CFS. Our emergency crews and emergency responders really like to see the opening happen closer to 1200 CFS. So we're right there. And then the last step before opening day is having the fire dive team out on the boat, as Doug said, working with our community forestry team to remove any hazards or low-hanging branches, get everything cleared out so that we can open the float season.
And so, Bonnie, when they go, when will this team get back out on the river to really make sure that there's, you know, no debris in the way or anything like that? Will that happen this week as well?
Yeah, that should happen, honestly, as early as this afternoon. As soon as they see those flows come down, they really are looking for anything that may have changed because, as you know, things have fluctuated throughout the spring. So we had a drop in flows, and then we had some wet weather that came through and flows went back up again. And it really is a balance between a lot of different priorities on the Boise River. So the Boise Fire Dive Team likes to do one final sweep once those flows do drop again. And they'll be doing that today through Wednesday, just in time for the season to open on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
So, Doug, let's talk about opening day and the season itself, because this, I mean, it really is just such an iconic Boise thing to do every summer is to float the river. And I swear every summer it gets busier and busier on the river. So even though it's fun, what do folks need to kind of know about, you know, float season and how this works?
Well, you're right, Gemma. It is what we like to say in Boise Parks and Recreation is the start of summer is when we open the outdoor pools. It's kind of the rite of passage for the summer, but really the float season falls right in line with that as well. And, you know, what we're telling folks is go to the floattheboise.org. That is a website that Bonnie's team, in cooperation with Ada County Parks and Waterways and our fire department team, put together last year. There's been some minor refinements to that over this last year, but really, it really did hit the mark In keeping people informed as to what is happening on the river from those that are we would consider quote unquote expert floaters that do it every week to those that are just visiting Boise and aren't sure what to expect on the river. It gives them all the tools and all the information on how to have a safe float. Our big thing right now, Gemma, is the parking issue at Barber Park has always been problematic. When folks don't find a place to park at Barber Park, they have a tendency to park in the Harris Ranch area in that Barber Valley in the neighborhoods. And that's just really a big no. We have cleared out opportunities here at Ann Morrison Park. We have the shuttle that runs constantly all day long throughout the float season. So what we're asking people to do is really look at parking at Ann Morrison Park, take the shuttle, and that way they won't be disappointed if they drive out to Barber Park and there isn't a place to park and they're looking for somewhere to go. Our police force will be out. They will be looking at ticketing. They also look at the potential for towing folks as well. So, and we want to be good neighbors with the whole float recreational opportunity and make it a great experience, not just for the floaters by providing that floattheboise.org resource, but also we want to be good neighbors with the neighbors out there and make sure that that our neighbors also experience a great float season as well. So we encourage you to take advantage of those tools that are available, and you can find all that information on floattheboise.org.
So, Bonnie, I only have about a minute and a half left with you. So, really quickly, you know, this website is, as Doug mentioned, and I know you were on the show when you first released it. This is a great resource for folks. So, how do they make sure they find it? But also, I'm assuming you keep it very up to date.
Oh, yes. We were in there this morning making updates, and we have the shuttle hours on there. We have the updated rental information. We're constantly posting information if we get a word from Boise Fire Dive Team that there's a new hazard that should be added to the interactive map. So it really is an updated resource that people can use throughout the summer. And again, it's floattheboise.org. It's super easy to use on mobile if you're headed out to one of the parks to start your float. And we're really recommending people plan ahead. Use this as your guide, you know, the safety checklist, the frequently asked questions to make sure you're prepared for your float. And then we also have corresponding social media pages that we're updating daily throughout the season as well. And that's a great way to see if parking is full. We post updates there. And those are both under Float the Boise River at Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.